is like, you need to sign up to send diagnostics to make sure that everyone has a great Skype experience. And it's like, bro, you're killing Skype. You already told me that. Like,
yeah.
Don't bother.
We're all having really good experiences that are going to end soon.
My life? Thank you.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 607. I'm Sam Ginsberg. Stanley Tucci. Oh man, too bad the humans aren't here. They loved him in Tyler Dryblad.
Huh. All right. Hey everybody. What do we got going on this week? We're doing more tariff stuff. St. Patrick's Day, a little bit of St. Patrick's Day, because it was yesterday, and then we're going to be talking about non-alcoholic beers for some stupid reason, and obviously, we got Sam here, and then, who else we got here?
By God, it's her 100th episode! It's the album here!
That's so yep. sad. I was like, why do we have intro music now? Is that my special 100th episode music?
Yeah, I spent all of 8 minutes putting that together earlier.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for being with us for 100 episodes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And if Zach ever gives you shit, I didn't do anything for his 100th episode because I missed it.
Oh, okay.
So you can always hold that over his head.
That you like me better.
Right.
Perfect.
So yeah, hey Barry, how's it going?
Hi, it's good. As I implied earlier, I'm still getting over a cold, so my taste buds like aren't working, so I'm a little worried about how well I'm going to drink or taste a beer on this 100th episode of mine.
Well, that's okay. You've got a beer though, so
I do have a beer.
You'll put an asterisk on it and that'll be fine. What is it?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess it's appropriately for my 100th episode, I brought a very classic Mary beer to the show. I brought from current favorite brewery, Youngblood Beer Co., it's called Jeepers Cripes Superstar. It's a fruit punch sour. It's a fruit punch sour with lychee, passion fruit, guava, and orange. 4.2% ABV.
Aww.
Yes, for the babies. I'm gonna drink. I'll try drinking it, even though I will not taste it. I'll be like, wow, I'm not really getting the fruit or the beer flavor. Probably.
I think if you snort it, you might get a vibe for its harshness. So that could be.
Should snort the beer.
Rub it in your eyes.
Yeah, literally not. Can't smell anything. Nope. See, the weird part about having like a sinus situation is that I can't smell anything, right? But my taste buds are trying to work. So it's like, my tongue is like, this is sour. But I can't get anything besides that. It's like,
that's a bummer.
I know. It's really sad. I'm sure it's very good. I love Youngblood. Can I bring this one back to the show sometime in the future so I can try it for real, real?
Under one condition. You have to remember that that's why you did it. Because I won't. And I'll just see it in the spreadsheet and call you out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put, like Tyler said, we'll put an asterisk on the rating number or something, and we won't remember why in 10 years, and it'll be fine.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Well, I'm sorry you had to bring a beer that you probably would have liked on when you were sick, but...
It's fine.
Yeah.
I only bring beers that I like to this show, because I don't like beers that I don't like. It's a crazy concept.
It's such a good idea to do that, Mary, and yet, for some reason, I haven't learned that lesson.
I would imagine it is harder when you've been on this show, 600-some times versus just 100 times.
This is his 535th.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, I do have a beer that I'm hoping I'm going to like, though. It's actually coming back, not for me, but Jed had it a while ago. This is Victory's Witty Monkey Citrus Wheat Ale, 9.5% ABV. So yeah,
like the vibe we both had was, yo, I want to try that. So I'm a little jelly.
Yeah. Well, apparently it only comes in their monkey mix pack. So I had to buy like a whole little thing of monkey beers to get this bad boy, which is funny because it means Jed definitely just took a Lucy from one of his roommates.
Well, that's what he usually does anyway.
I know, but it's funny.
Are you going to have like a monkey series where you have like six monkey beers in a row?
I've had like all of them but this one already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Off show.
Correct. Well, on show too, I think. But
anyway. I don't listen.
I think you had Juicy Monkey or Hazy Monkey or something on here.
Yeah, I've had a couple monkeys on the show, but it pours out. It looks, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look particularly cloudy or anything like that. Yeah, smells weedy. Maybe with a little bit of orange back there.
All right.
Yeah. This tastes like something. This is reminding me of something. I don't know what it is.
What's it like to taste something? Is it fun?
You guys like tasting things?
I haven't tasted food since, I think, Wednesday. It's been a little rough.
See, I have a bad nose anyway. So I think I'm permanently at like a 70% of what everybody else is.
Oh, sure.
So hold on. I got to get another sip of this.
70% mentally, physically, nasally.
Talking about my brother?
Got him. Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
He's got a little brother. He sucks.
Crazy.
He's fine. He's just me at about 70 or 80%.
Is he still doing stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a cool thing to do.
Look, whatever else you're going to say about him, like, he gets paid for doing comedy, which not a lot of people do. He's not, like, a huge big-time guy. And like I said, he is a total goof at most things. But, you know, at least he gets paid for doing it.
I respect that.
This tastes almost more like a mixed drink to me. I was like, what does this taste like? I'm confused. And what it reminds me of is oh fuck, what's it called? A screwdriver. Like a screwdriver made with not very good orange juice, you know? Now, I like screwdrivers, and I mean I don't think I dislike this, but it's not as monkey about it.
Is it the orange?
Yeah, the orange is the funky part. And
I would have thought a monkey beer would be like banana. Was there a different one in the six pack that was banana-y? Oh,
do you know Golden Monkey?
Like, personally?
Do you know are you familiar with the beer Golden Monkey?
No.
Original Monkey.
Oh, okay.
It's very good.
It's a beer by Victory that's like super, super, super good. It's a Belgian triple. And Victory makes a few good things, but everyone likes Golden Monkey best, so they've leaned into that by making a bunch of spinoffs. This
is one of
them. I just don't think this isn't as weedy, you know, citrus weedy. This is more like alcohol and OJ kind of vibes that I'm getting from it. I don't think it's bad, but it's not exactly what I was expecting. Samuel. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about flavors we don't like. And we've talked before about my lifelong endeavor to teach myself to like every food. And one flavor that I've conquered in my life is pumpkin. And my rubric isn't I have to like it. It's that I have to, like, be okay with it.
Right. Tolerate it.
Right. So, like, I'll eat pumpkin pie now. It'll never be my favorite pie. But this is Oso Brewing's Salted Caramel Pumpkin Porter. 6% ABV.
It does sound kind of familiar.
I've had samosas.
I've also had samosas.
They have this like little motto bit around the can that feels a little try-hard to me. Mm. Often wacky, sometimes offensive, seldom constrained, always unique.
It's like the tagline for this podcast, am I right? Sometimes wacky.
Sometimes offensive. Ooh.
So this is interesting. It's got like a burned breadiness at the back that I think is maybe supposed to be the crust. Like, it has a picture of a pie on here, so it's really making me think pie. The pumpkin is there, too. And maybe the salted caramel is the burniness? Like it got sweated off.
They were cooking the sugar and they burned it a little bit?
Maybe. I have yet to form an opinion about this beer.
All right. Okay. Well, we're counting down, so you better have one by the end. Yeah. Let's see. Do you have an opinion on tariffs, Samuel?
I think they're, in almost all cases, a bad idea.
Yeah. You didn't ask me, but I agree.
I didn't ask you, but thank you, Mary. CNBC.com, Trump's 200% tariffs could have an unlikely winner. Troubled beer brewers. So this is funny because it's counter to the narrative that we've been hearing that the tariffs on aluminum and stuff are going to hurt beer brewers. And honestly, I don't think this article makes a very good argument. It's basically saying, so Trump is threatening 200% tariffs on alcohol from Europe. And it's just like, well, a lot of companies make their stuff in the United States, so they're not going to have a problem with that. So that's why it's good for them. And I don't
except
think
all the aluminum stuff and ingredients and
I don't think it's a strong argument.
This feels like an argument from someone who doesn't know the beer industry very well.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
When I heard about the European alcohol tariffs, I remember the news. All the stuff I heard about it was like, "Oh no, the French wines," and that was like all anybody cared about. I didn't even think about beers, because what, it's like, oh no, my German Pilsner. It's like,
I know
that's fine.
I'm not gonna get my Pilsner Urquell or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't drink a ton of beer nowadays. I mostly drink beers on this show. You're welcome. And when I do, as you know, I mostly get like local Wisconsin beer. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm not tariffing my beers anyway.
I guess maybe Scotch fans are upset.
Oh yeah, I could see.
Trying
that.
To think of like. Who's champagne. Like who's gonna get hit? What champagne? Yeah, but like you, sparkling wine's just as good as champagne, and you can make that here.
Wow!
Fuck you, champagne.
I'm just saying.
Do you think Trump remembered that the UK is in Europe? Do you think he included that for the Scotch situation?
I
was in a meeting at work the other day, and people were like, we mentioned something about Europe, and they're like, and the UK, and we're like, we said Europe, and they're like, but also the UK, and I was like. Do you know that the UK is in Europe? I need you to know that.
It's not the European Union.
I'm not saying the European Union.
Yeah, they're out of that one. Famously out of that one.
Yeah, you can't leave the geologic distinction of being on that continent.
I'll disagree with that. You put a big enough motor on the back and you just fire that shit up, shift your tectonic plates, make your way across the sea. Now you're...
not how plates work. If you do that, like the UK is gonna like sink into the trench. Like you're not. It's not gonna scoot to a new plate.
Nothing
it's not a floating. Islands don't float in the ocean. Do you know that?
Well,
some of them, maybe I don't know.
There's no there. There
the trash
is an
one
island,
does.
There's an island somewhere in Canada, like Newfoundland, I think. That's like it floats around, and so every spring, all the people who own boats just push it back out a little further.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stand corrected. One of them floats.
At least one. What were we talking about?
I don't remember. Europe, alcohol, scotch.
Scotch, yeah. The interesting thing to me about the tariff plane and the obsession with tariffs is...
Yeah.
I remember when I first learned about tariffs when I was 12, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Being like, oh, that seems like a really good idea because then you can encourage domestic manufacturing. That's smart. That's smart. They should do these more. And not really understanding why they weren't done more. And then I stopped being 12.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like now I have a kind of a better understanding of like the global marketplace. So I guess what I'm saying is I think that 12-year-old me and current day president have roughly the same level of understanding about the global economy.
Oh, for sure.
Which is a sick burn on 12-year-old me.
Got him.
Got him.
That we took that 45-second digression for Sam to lay down a sick burn.
On himself.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they ever work, so I'll say that, but I'm definitely not an economist.
Well, I mean, all the economists have said they never work also.
Oh, hey, look at that. That's good. That's good to know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't I again, I don't think this article makes a very good argument. It's just like, hey, they're not getting hurt, so that's good for them, right? I'm sorry, Mary, go on.
I was going to say, because isn't like, it's like Heineken seems like a very, like, this is a German beer, but is it actually, like, manufactured in the U.S.?
It's also not German.
Sounds German-ish. Because Heineken just seems like a German word.
It's from the Netherlands, but I think...
Sure. Netherlands.
I think they probably manufacture here and there. I know they manufacture there, but they probably manufacture here.
There are a lot of... There are a ton of European countries that also have breweries in the U.S. just because it's easier to do it that way than to ship them across the pond.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's going to do anything, like, change the market appreciably,
I guess.
Not for beer.
Yeah. Which I think is the argument. Like, I guess they're saying because it's more expensive to get other kinds of European liquor, people will buy more beer. But, again, I think that's just kind of a weak argument.
This article is just talking about what 12-year-old Sam wanted tariffs to do in general. Like, oh, now we'll buy more American beers because the other ones are tariffed. And it's like, I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe.
The most I can see is seeing someone who's, like, really into Labatt Blue. I know that's not European, but, like, they're getting tariffed too. Being like, okay, I guess I'll go back to Miller Lite.
Right.
Right.
Well, got him. Our president's genius plan rolling into action.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys also sat all the time?
Yes.
Am I also sat all the time?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think
it's a lot of size, so I feel like the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think I said that directly to all of you in a different episode.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, somebody's got to have something good going on, though, right? Something at least interesting going on?
I've actually 8 good things.
Is it bracket time?
Oh, it's bracket time.
I'd like to figure out which of these 8 things is...
Hold on. Actually, can I before we go into that, can I ask you guys to do something for me?
Fine.
So, like, follow you on Instagram or something?
Kind of. Can you Google my name real quick?
You might have to spell it for Mary.
I know. Mary knows my name.
Last name.
She sent me things in the mail.
I see an image of you at Fort Miles. A lot of pictures of you at Fort Miles.
Tons of them. Do you see you something got a that gun. Says, do you see something that says public figure?
I see an IMDb page for someone.
That's him.
Is that
That's
you?
Me. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
The Mystery D8 podcast website pops up, like, number 5th.
That's funny.
I do. Yeah, on the right side of Google, it says Tyler Dreblatt, public figure.
Okay, all right.
That. Yeah,
it's not on mine. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Check you out.
It's weird, right? Isn't that kind of weird?
I mean, I don't know. I'm proud of you.
You have an IMDb. That makes you a public figure.
I guess.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know. I just noticed that the other day, and I was like, what the fuck? And I wanted to see if it was just me because I am Tyler Dreblatt, or if it would come up for y'all, too.
No, I saw it.
Bizarro. Anyway.
Well, if you guys Google my name, a sex machine comes up?
Well, something involving sex comes up for mine, but it's not machine.
Where is this?
It's offender.
Oh, for how you testified against a sex offender?
No, I was just kidding. I was just saying that.
None of these Sam Ginsbergs are you.
Yeah, my name's a little commoner.
I am the only.
Good luck finding me now.
I'm the only Tyler Dreblatt in the United States, maybe the world.
It was probably hard before you changed your name, and now it is impossible.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't find me.
Yeah, Mary Han, there's probably got to be like 250 million Mary Hans.
A lot of them. Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Do you guys want to talk about food? That's awkward.
Yeah, big time.
Love to do that.
Not only am I sad all the time, but I'm hungry all the time. So talking about food would be really great.
So I feel like I need to reframe this every time. We're not talking about which food is yummier anymore. Okay. Not this time. We're talking about which food would be more awkward to eat in public. We're going to be...
By whatever your definition of awkward is.
Right. We're going to be dealing with this decision that was made for like a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, kind of remind some ground rules. You can't just be like, well, what if you were really far away and you couldn't tell what they
yes,
were eating?
Sam. Yes, Sam.
Because that would apply to any of them.
Yes,
so.
Sam. That was such a stupid suggestion on your
That's
part,
That's not
Sam.
Something you can, like, consider.
That's something you said? Is that what's happening, Tyler?
Yeah.
One of you guys said it. I honestly don't remember which one it was.
It was me.
Okay.
So, I don't remember this part. It says calamari, and then in parentheses, squid bottoms.
Oh, I remember. You guys were talking about specifically the tentacly parts of the calamari.
Not the ring body
parts.
Not
the rings. Not the rings.
Okay. Versus candy cigarettes.
Candy cigarettes. Like, are you an adult person eating candy cigarettes? Get out of here.
I'm also going to vote candy cigarettes, because I eat the tentacles of calamari on the regular and am not embarrassed about it at all. So how are you envisioning people eating it? Like slurping it up like spaghetti? Because they're like not very long.
Now, I need you to not put this voodoo on me, because it's not like I personally made this whole list all my own.
I wasn't there when anybody made the list.
If I recall correctly, that was Jed's suggestion.
The thing is, it's all live to tape. You can go listen if you want to know who to blame all these
True.
On.
True.
I don't like the calamari one. I'm gonna vote against it.
Next we're candy cigarettes wins. Next we're going to Tyler's least favorite place. It's cannoli versus calzone.
That's a
Are either of these embarrassing to eat in public?
Not embarrassing. Awkward.
Awkward is the word. Okay, I already forgot.
I think a cannoli is more awkward than a calzone. It's got powdered sugar. It's got cream. Because
a cannoli is the dessert tube.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm voting cannoli.
Yeah, I want you to vote. I don't want to just keep...
Well, I'm also voting cannoli, so... That's so right. Your opinion doesn't matter.
I guess I'd also vote cannoli, yeah, because the crunchy, crumbliness...
Yeah, yeah.
It really is a lot to deal with.
Sugar to me.
Because if you're trying, I'm kind of envisioning all of these. Like, if I was sitting on, like, a park bench trying to just eat this in my lap.
Yeah.
What's that? How awkward is it?
I think the park bench eating in your lap is the right
mindset. That's the standard.
Yeah. So I feel like with a calzone, you could figure it out. You can generally eat that.
You could fork and knife. I think if you're really pressed, you could just treat it like it's an oversized Hot Pocket and you survive.
That's what I, is that not how you're supposed to eat a calzone?
You're supposed to use a fork and a knife.
That's true.
Oh, that's news to me. Back when I could taste food, I would just eat calzone.
Back in ye olde days.
Like a week ago. It was pretty cool. I think this beer's really good. I can't tell.
Oh. Do you have any more?
Yeah, I got more of it.
Okay, good. Well, drink it later.
That's why I actually got a tiny cup, because I was like, maybe I'll just drink a little bit and somehow save it for later.
And give the rest to Chris, who
doesn't
like beer.
Drink, yeah.
He's in a K-hole right now. He won't appreciate it. That's what he does.
He's in a K-hole.
Are we starting a really specific rumor about...
Yeah, that he loves ketamine.
Oh, no, he does not. I didn't know what a K-hole meant.
Have you guys seen that photo series of... Somebody, like, went back to their hotel room and found, like, one of the cleaning crew in a K-hole because they had found their ketamine and thought it was cocaine and snorted a whole bunch.
Oh, my God, no.
It's hilarious. Keep going, Sam, and I'll see if I can find this and pop it in the chat.
I don't want to see it.
It's hilarious.
Okay. The next one, this is two weak contenders in a row, so don't think too hard about this. This is caramel popcorn versus cereal.
Like caramel popcorn, like the type that comes in like the tub?
Yeah.
Probably cereal then, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Cereal. Yeah. Just not interesting. But then we have a fucking barn burner for this last one. Rounding it out, we have chili dog versus
talking about a chili dog.
Chocolate covered banana.
Ooh, I was gonna say chili dog's pretty hard to beat, but that is a contender. You are correct.
Like, this is definitely an embarrassing versus physically difficult matchup.
Yeah, like awkward and like sexually awkward.
Yeah.
Versus this is dripping everywhere. Oh God, it's everywhere. Yeah, right. Awkward.
And this is also complicated by the fact that I love chili dogs.
I know you do. Like Sonic the Hedgehog over here loves chili dogs. Runs fast, loves chili dogs.
I do one of those things.
He's fuzzy. He's sexually enamored with his best friend, just like Sonic.
You punch him and like gold comes out.
That's anti-Semitic, Mary.
Yeah. Sorry. I said it and I was like, that could be misconstrued.
That could be correctly construed.
Don't worry, guys. I ordered a magnet that says I don't like Elon to put on my car. So I'm really, you know, saving the world over here.
Incredible.
God, that's so annoying.
I think I'm going to vote for chocolate covered banana.
I'm also going to vote for chocolate covered banana.
I am too. I think the mess factor on a chocolate covered banana is underrated. Like chili dog, obviously messy, but like, if you get like weird chocolate shards as you're biting into a chocolate covered banana, now you're messy here and you're sucking a dick, a multi-toned dick.
Also, I have eaten both of these things in like relative recent memory in front of other people, and I only remember the chocolate covered banana one being incredibly uncomfortable.
Interesting.
Versus the chili dog one, which is like, we're just eating chili dogs.
We're just sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
See, I think the problem is you don't suck on it, Tyler. Like, you just bite it. Like a hot dog. Why are you sucking on it?
Well, talk to what's his name? Who wrote that song?
No.
Okay.
I won't.
Or don't.
I don't remember who wrote that song.
Me neither.
Anyway, Rick Springfield, maybe?
No idea.
I'm gonna guess not that.
There's no way to know.
Is anyone interested in a hot dog bun and then a chocolate covered banana in it, and then you put chili on top?
No, I'm not interested in that. No, you lost me at the chili on top.
Because I would say that would be quite messy.
You could put a chocolate covered banana inside a hot dog bun and cover it in like sprinkles. I would eat that.
You might want like a brioche.
Look at this fancy boy over here. I'll coat it in Wonder Bread, bitch. I'm from the streets.
Uh-huh. But if you found on the ground outside, if you found a brioche with a chocolate covered banana and chili on top, you'd eat it.
I would not. I don't.
Would you just scrape the chili off and then eat it?
I don't eat wet ground or trash food
anymore.
That's news to me.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm thinking about it. I definitely have. I had some mac and cheese out of the trash one time.
You had Chinese food out of the trash.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I really have not gotten any good ground scores since moving to Delaware. This place sucks. I hate it here.
You found those MREs.
I did. I forgot about that. Man, that was like 8 years ago. Shit.
Still good, probably.
They were pretty decent. Good pull, Samuel. Good pull.
I listen to my friend when he talks, that's all.
That's nice. Let's move on to another article. It was St. Patrick's Day, quote-unquote, yesterday. So we're going to do foodandwine.com. Here's which beer is most popular for St. Patrick's Day, according to Total Wine and More.
It's Guinness.
It's not Guinness, Samuel.
They're wrong.
While many assume that Guinness and generic green beer dominate the holiday, most revelers actually reach for during parties and pub crawls on March 17th?
It's, anybody want to take a guess?
I still think it's Guinness. I think that whatever, they've done bad research.
According to this.
I'm going to guess. What's that Michelob low calorie one? Is it Michelob Ultra?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that one because chicks love that.
The chicks love getting drunk for St. Patrick's
Day. They get drunk for St. Patrick's Day, but you also gotta, like, you know, you gotta shred it up because it's almost like beach season, you know, spring break.
That's a good guess, Mary. It's wrong. It's actually one under Guinness Draft. Guinness Draft is 3, Michelob Ultra 4. So good guess, but not quite right, Samuel. Did you want to take a guess?
I still think it's Guinness. I don't believe it.
Right. Okay.
I think they're wrong.
They're saying it's Coors Light, then Miller Light.
See,
then
I was
Guinness.
Like in the right ballpark though of like it's going to be some light beer.
Uh-huh. Which honestly, I kind of agree. I bet you everybody gets Guinness for the first beer out on St. Patrick's Day. And then they just go back to whatever shit they normally drink.
Yeah, so like, oh, I forgot. I don't like these.
Right. Yeah.
Also, like, are the Coors and Miller Lite, would that be the kind you would typically, like, dye green to make a green beer?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never had a green beer in my life, I'm pretty sure. So, like, I don't
know
how you do it.
Probably Miller and Coors that you're dyeing green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I don't know. But I kind of do believe it. I think everybody gets one Guinness and then goes back to whatever else they normally drink.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm not.
And this is just their normal, like, sorry, these stats seem to be from Total Wine.
Yeah.
Do you think these are just, like, their normal, this is what people are buying from beer on average, but then, like, Guinness sneaks in there as number 3 during St. Patrick's Day, and then it goes away again?
What I will say is, down at the bottom, it says in Boston, Guinness is the number 1 purchased beer.
Oh, so, sure.
You know, you got your Irish over there.
And it has top 10 Irish beers for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Feels almost redundant.
The first two are both Guinness.
Number 4, Smittix. Mitch loves his Smittix.
That's funny.
Because he's lame.
They have an oatmeal stout that's okay.
That's not on here.
That's true. I was going to say something. I was driving through a area near where I work called Dewey Beach, which is notorious for its party scene. And they had just 2 ambulances, like, stationed outside of the bars, just ready to go for St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, fucking classy, you guys. Way to go.
For alcohol poisoning reasons or
probably
bar fight reasons?
Yes.
Okay.
One's for each. One is tagged for alcohol poisoning. Right. One's tagged for fights.
Yeah. I was like, cool. Never will you find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Got him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Having a very tame St. Patrick's Day. I had a very tame St. Patrick's Day.
I never do anything for St. Patrick's Day. It's not really a holiday that I celebrate.
Same. I think Irish is the one kind of white that I'm not, so I don't I don't party in that way. I think mostly all we do at my house is we make a corned beef and cabbage around this time, and that's it. We're like, let's make a corned beef. That sounds fun, and then we eat it.
Nice.
We do that too, and we've decided that cabbage is bullshit. We do Brussels sprouts instead because they're similar but better.
Interesting. We do the cabbage, and we like the cabbage, but I'm intrigued by a Brussels.
Huh.
You're making a lot of faces for someone who likes vegetables.
I do like vegetables. I just, I'm considering how a Brussels would do, and my mind mouth is confused.
Do you not, Sam, when you do this, do you, like, boil the Brussels with your corned beef for a while, or do you just, like, do your corned beef and then do the Brussels on the side?
Just roast them separately.
Okay.
We do the corned beef in a slow cooker, and there wouldn't be room for the Brussels sprouts.
We do the whole, like, we're boiling the brisket on the stove, and there's cabbage and onions in there with it. And it's all boiling together.
I'm into that.
Yeah, so you wouldn't boil a Brussels like that for that long. It would get
weird.
Work.
Yeah.
Not really. Chop and dump in a pot, and then you just do it.
I think that's where I was getting confused. I was thinking about boiling the sprouts, and I was like, what?
It would just disappear.
It would just be mushy. Yeah, I think that's where I was getting confused.
You solved that mystery. Man, is this food delicious? I wish I could taste it sometime.
It's like having COVID all over again. Did you miss that?
It is. I did not miss that. I yeah, Chris asked me today, he's like, do you think you have COVID? I was like, I hope not. I don't have a test. So.
Are you going to, like, watch Tiger King and shit? Like, just go back to
it? Oh, my God. I never actually watched that, to be fair. I feel like I absorbed it just through the zeitgeist, though.
Yeah. That same with The Last Dance. I feel like I've seen The Last Dance, even though I never did. Yeah.
Oh, right. That basketball thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I never lost my sense of taste when I had COVID. I just sweated off half my body weight. It was wild.
Yeah. I do remember just like, I was like sort of working from home while I had COVID because it was that time of the quarantine. I remember just like, I would like, I think I was working in here in this guest room and then I would like be working and then I would just like lie down in the bed for like an hour because I was just like, I'm so sick and nobody would check on me. And I was like, whatever. Oops.
So you were logging full days?
Oh, yeah.
We got her.
I'm the reason we get her from home. Because I took a nap during COVID a couple times.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
Well, joke's on you, our work. I take naps in my office sometimes. So I'll sleep wherever the fuck I want.
Get him.
Got him.
Yeah. Sam, your glass, for some reason, just makes me think of, like, jelly. I know it's a fancy-ass drinker club, but it just makes me think of jelly. And I'm like, Sam's just slugging this jelly down over
here. Just chugging grape jelly out of a jar. It really does. I thought the same thing, Tyler.
That's fun.
That's weird. I mean, I think this is my first time drinking out of this on camera because it's new.
Yeah.
But I imagine if I was not drinking a dark beer, you would not have the same complications?
Probably. Just the combo of the purple label with, like, in the jar shape with, like, a dark liquid. It looks like you're just chugging a jar of grape jelly.
Just shooting some Welch's.
Well, shooting some Welch's would be pretty awkward, but so would, honestly, these are not that interesting, these next couple matches up.
Cool.
But we're doing them all the same.
Do them.
Candy cigarettes versus cannoli.
I still think candy cigarettes. Candy cigarettes are just a weird thing. Like, who's eating candy cigarettes in this day and age?
One of my friends bought them for his kids. They went to a monster truck rally, and he was like, I got my kids candy cigarettes to smoke at the monster truck rally. And I was like, all right, you live your best life.
That's weird to me.
There's a bit on Community where Troy has a candy cigarette and he, like, is acting all classy, but then he's eating a candy cigarette and it's very funny. And that didn't seem awkward. So I'm voting for cannoli.
Oh, no. I think I have to go for the one that I would just be less comfortable imbibing in public, and it's the candy cigarette.
All right. I was not going to be mad either way, but I do like when Sam loses.
There you go.
Should we bother discussing cereal versus chocolate-covered banana?
No.
Chocolate-covered banana?
Obviously
should
chocolate.
We
it's
bother
be
discussing
banana versus
candy
like
cigarette versus chocolate-covered banana?
At the end or whatever.
Okay, now, candy cigarettes versus chocolate-covered banana is interesting.
Oh, really? To me, it's chocolate-covered banana by a mile.
I just think candy cigarettes are so low class.
I take out the one that I want to eat. Less out of this.
You saying something is low class, Tyler. Remember earlier when you were bemoaning how little trash you've gotten to eat lately?
He doesn't have to eat trash anymore.
I don't know,
he's evolved.
Candy cigarettes, it's just like, am I in a trailer park in the 70s?
Damn.
The nice thing about candy cigarettes is how classy they make Big League Chew look.
That's true. You're right about that.
I'm going to vote chocolate-covered banana.
Okay. Well, that's our winner for this week. Eventually, it'll have to face off against biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop. But that won't be for a while yet.
Oh, boy. Oh, biologically shaped dick-shaped lollipop. Or biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop. You have a special place in my heart.
And your butt.
The biologically accurate really takes it, like, above.
Yeah.
I feel like novelty size enormous, like, Sailor Boy lollipop would also do well in this, but not as well as it's a cock.
Yeah, in the same way that candy cigarette, like, who is eating a giant Sailor Boy lollipop these days, you know?
It's weird.
Maybe I'll just quit my job, buy one of those, and get on a bus and see where I go.
You know how much, like, dust?
To hell.
And that's just, where like, you're gonna road go. Filth you'll get on that as you're walking around.
I'll be on a bus. I'll be fine.
Ugh. You're going to get some hair on it from other passengers.
Some downstairs hair.
I was thinking upstairs, but, you know.
Upstairs, sure. Downstairs, all around the downstairs.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Episode title.
I guess. All right. Did you guys check out that that X post I sent to you about the guy in the K-hole yet?
I don't look at X anymore.
It's pretty funny, though. I don't either. I don't have an account, but I popped it in the chat.
Let's see this poor guy in the I don't even know what a K-hole is. Like, if you snort ketamine, you end up in a K-hole?
Correct.
Are you it's not just like you're
so high, you
it?
Don't have your faculty.
No. It's you can snort it, but it's too high. You're like, you're lost in the K-hole. You're just done. Oh. You're zonked. You're gone.
It's like those people who do fentanyl, and you see those pictures that are just like bent over at the waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just off in their own world.
I don't know why you feel bad for this guy. He was trying to gaff somebody's cocaine, and he said he got busted. It's hilarious.
I mean, I don't know. He looks like he's having a bad time.
Oh, he's having such a bad time.
Should we talk about metal bands and how cool they are with their non-alcoholic
They beer? Love ketamine, but apparently not alcohol anymore. From loudwire.com, five big rock and metal acts with their own non-alcoholic beer or cocktails. I don't know why I selected this. It's a perfect storm of things that make me a little upset. But we're going with it. Number one, Deftones.
Never heard of you.
What?
Have you ever heard of Deftones?
Nope.
Interesting. I don't, too young. Like, love Deftones, but I know who they are.
Oh my god.
They've got Tone Zero, which is a non-alcoholic Japanese-style rice lager.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. Lamb of God. They work with fucking BrewDog. Ew. They've got two different non-alcoholic beers through BrewDog. Disgusting. Ghost Walker and, I don't know, something else. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Fuck you, BrewDog.
Hourglass?
Hourglass, probably.
Free triple hopped IPA.
Cool. Kitty / We Are Pigs.
Never heard of you.
Don't know who that is. There's some chicks.
Some chicks, and they released Middle Chicks. Brutal Berry. Non-alcoholic blonde brew.
All headbang, no hangover is a good tagline.
That is pretty good.
I'll give them that much.
Yep. 311.
I thought you said band. Rock or metal.
I know.
I had to scroll back up to the top to be like, I thought this was metal bands only, but I was like, it says rock and metal.
It does
say like,
rock,
okay.
And 311 is like alt, I guess.
Borderline, so it's some kind of rock. Rock is very broad.
I would
broad.
Call it fully pop.
I would not.
I wouldn't. They're like college rock or like alt
they play
rock
instruments.
Or something. Yeah. But
they've
got a...
I told you guys that. That not to put my sister on blast a little bit, but
okay.
Amber by 311 has been her number one song in her Spotify rap for like several years running.
It's incredible.
And this
incredible.
Year I finally was like, why is I get it, but also like why? And she said that it's actually not her fault. It's my brother-in-law. It's like his favorite song, and they share a Spotify.
So fucking funny.
So it's his fault.
Amber by 311 was my seventh grade teacher's favorite song. I always think of her, Miss Ivy. She was a massive hippie and would like turn the lights down and like play monastic chants while we were like doing work and shit like that.
Amber.
And she loved 311. Amber is the color of her energy. Whoa.
It is for sure. It is a really good chill vibe hang song
it's
if you're like
chill.
In Southern California, which I think checks.
Or like a seventh grade teacher who smokes lots of pot.
Yeah, that too.
It's occurred to me that Emily and I have separate Spotify's, but hers is the one linked to the Alexa, which the children listen to Disney music on constantly. And I guess there's some way you can like filter out certain songs from your Wrapped, I think specifically for this use case. But I feel like I should just, whenever she's not around, be like, play Amber is the Color of Your Energy on repeat for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then turn the volume all the way down so I don't have to hear that bullshit. Just to mess with their stats.
Whoa. 311 actually came out with an actual IPA and then a non-alcoholic IPA. So, okay, 311. That's all right.
They should have made an amber. 3.11%.
They should have made an amber. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, 3.1% amber.
That's true. You're right. Alice Cooper.
Ugh.
He teamed up with Whistle Pig, which is a whiskey brand. So this is a non-alcoholic whiskey, which makes sense. Alice Cooper is actually like a total like marshmallow kind of guy. He's like super like Christy and like does a lot of charity work. Like his Alice Cooper thing is just a way to like exercise that demon.
Sure.
It's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's a total weird dude.
Well, don't drink, I guess, everybody. Look at all these cool bands that don't always like alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like non-alcoholic booze, beer or whiskey or whatever. I think it's silly. But, you know, it's all right that people aren't drinking, like, their livers out. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
That seems good for us in society.
Yep, right. So that's what I'm going to say about that. Is it about time to rate these beers?
Yes.
Yeah, dog. All right. Mary, asterisk it up over here.
Yeah, it's like I think this beer is probably really good, but like, I don't know.
Just put a 5.5 on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just like inflate it to like an 8 because like it seems very good.
You should rate it what you think it is, even though you don't know, so that when you have it later, we can compare it.
I'm going to say 8.2, because I feel like the vibes I'm getting from my tongue telling me this is sour, but also not too sour, is good. Do I have any idea if any of the fruits are happening? No clue. So I'm happy to figure that out later, if I can find this beer. I bought this beer like a month ago, so I guess good luck to me finding it again.
And would you recommend this to you in a week?
Yeah, me in the future, when I can taste food again, would love to try it. Yay.
All right. I had Victory's Witty Monkey Citrus Wheat Ale, 9.5% ABV. My initial opinion has not changed. It tastes like I'm drinking like a screwdriver from concentrate, which isn't bad, but I wanted more like weediness to it, you know, wit beer type flavor to it. But if you're going to put 9.5% alcohol in, like, that's kind of what's going to come through. And I think that is kind of what came through. So, again, I don't dislike this. I think I'm going to give it a 6.4. It's just, you know, if you go into this expecting, like, the kind of gentle wheat, wit beer type profile, you might be a little surprised. I'm going to recommend it. So, 6.4, and I'm going to recommend it to alcoholics.
Whoa.
Like all of them?
Every single one.
Okay.
Put down that mouthwash. Pick this up.
Yeah. I honestly, yes, you should not be drinking mouthwash.
Don't drink mouthwash.
Not good for you.
Yeah. Samuel.
Yeah. I had Oso Salted Caramel Pumpkin Porter. It's fine.
It's Oso okay.
Yeah, honestly.
Oso.
I find most Oso to be so-so, really. This, you can taste the pumpkin. You can taste the malt for the porter element. And the salted caramel, I guess, is there kind of a little disguised. It's 6%. It should have been 7.5%. I recommend this to people who like pumpkin dark beers, because I feel like usually they're not dark beers. But
I bet Becca would like this.
Sure. Becca. I recommend it to Becca.
Okay. All right. Sam, do you know what you're drinking next week?
I think I have a D&D themed IPA.
Oh!
Well, roll to see if you like it.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
Guys, we should play D&D. It'd be fun.
Bro, that's a great idea.
I'm not into it. Mary, thank you for joining us for this 100th episode.
Yay, I'm sorry that it wasn't great because I couldn't taste anything, but I'm so glad that I've been on 100 of these somehow.
Yes.
Hooray.
Yes. Thank you for joining us and spending your time doing this silly thing. Listener, you know, same to you. And if you want to... Okay, Sam has no compassion for this. He's like, fuck off. That fucking listener can suck my dick.
I just got to pee, man. I'm waiting for you to wrap it up.
All right, well, if you want to tell us where your favorite place to pee is, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links to Brews Tuesday. You can blue sky us at Brews Day Tuesday. No, that's keep it out. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Alright.
Tyler, where's your favorite place to pee?
Where, the toilet, probably.
But like, which toilet specifically? The one in your home?
Ooh, now there's a good question.
Like specific toilet?
No, not the one at my house. I don't think the one at my house. That one's fine. That one's probably number two.
Mm.
But I love peeing at work because then I'm getting paid for doing nothing.
Sure. I like anytime I haven't gone to a lot of like spas to get like massages and stuff. But anytime we do go to a spa, they have the nicest bathroom there.
They got a nice
every
that
time.
Makes sense.
They usually have like a nice music in
there.
They're just
in there.
Really cozy. Usually a candle.
Yeah.
They're not usually like stalls. And if they are, they do like the floor to ceiling doors. So no one's peeping in at you. Just any spa bathroom. I don't know. This is America. We just like to peep at each other while we're peeing.
I guess.